You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
There is real potential for confusion here as to whether the tabled item is being discussed or not being discussed.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth. Joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Hello, Ann.
Hello.
So this week's question comes from a listener named Randy. Randy actually lived in England for a few years and noticed a pretty big difference when it comes to the verb to table. And I did not know this. I was actually pretty surprised by this one.
Yes, the difference is striking and potentially quite confusing. To table can mean two quite different things depending on whether you're in Britain or really a whole range of English-speaking countries that are not the United States. And it means something different in the United States. So to table came to mean to lay something on the table of a legislature assembly or some other deliberative body or meeting. By the mid-1600s in England, if you tabled something, you were submitting it formally for discussion. So we can see, I mean, obviously it's a metaphor, but it means this is open for discussion. 1600s. By the mid-1800s, we have evidence that in the U.S., if you table something, what you're doing is postponing consideration of it. I would say you're shelving it.
Yep, me too.
Interestingly, in Robert's Rules of Order, which many people follow for meetings here in the U.S., we often do at the university, if something is up for discussion, it's on the floor. And then if you want to remove it from the floor, you table the motion, which means it has been removed from the floor. That is the difference on the two sides of the Atlantic. And really, I do want to say it's the U.S. that is using table to mean to take out of consideration. Interestingly, if you say on the table, I think for all of us that means
it's up for discussion.
It's up for discussion.
Yeah.
So if it's on the table, it's up for discussion. But if you've tabled it, it's not up for discussion.
You're putting it away for now.
And if that seems confusing, that's because it is. When I was thinking about table and its two different meanings, it reminded me of a question from another listener named Ralph who was talking with me about spec, S-P-E-C, as in on spec or to spec. And he pointed out that these mean two quite different things, which is true. And the reason is because spec can be a shortening of two different words. In one case, we've got spec as a shortening for speculation. This goes back to at least the late 1800s. And in the other case, it's a shortening of specification, as in to spec. And that one just goes back to like the 1950s. In other words, if we have a building and you're building it to spec, that means that you are having the building built to your specifications, exactly what you want. But if someone is building something on spec, it means that they have no guarantee that this is going to be bought. They're just building it on speculation. What was interesting to me, on spec to me feels very modern.
Me too, because when I think of specs, what are the specs? I think of modern devices. What are the specs on that digital camera? Things like that.
Yeah, and when I was looking up on spec, I discovered in the Oxford English Dictionary an example from 1857, and here is what it says. If tradesmen will run up houses on spec in a water meadow, who can stop them?
Wow. That goes back a lot further than I thought.
I thought you could have written that yesterday, except that I'm not sure we would have said water meadow.
Probably not.
But other than that, you certainly could say it now.
All right. Well, I'm going to stick with American usage, and I'm going to say it's time for us to table this topic. Thanks so much, Anne.
See you soon.
Ann Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.